Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Do you have what it takes to run an online business? You may have the perfect product and a strong entrepreneurial spirit, but only good money habits will sustain your business for the long run. To help you develop these, LBC has a loyalty program called LBC SoShop, where you get special rates and services to help exercise those good money muscles. Find out how having these benefits along with LBC's reliable track record and nationwide network will truly set you up for success. So start moving your business with LBC SoShop and join now. To learn more, visit the link in the episode description.
Hello? Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 94 of The 80%. Today, I'm going to share with you a step-by-step guide on how to put up an online store. If you're looking for a way to earn extra income, then selling online might be the answer, and this episode is perfect for you. So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. One of the easiest ways to earn extra income nowadays is to simply sell things online. And the options of where to sell your stuff are everywhere, from direct messaging your friends to posting them on your social network, from listing them in classified ads and online marketplaces to creating your own online shop. If you're looking to make this into a serious business venture, then creating your e-commerce store is the way to go for various reasons. Number one, it's better for your branding. You won't be seen as just some random person peddling wares online. You will give out the impression that you're a legitimate and reliable business. Number two, you'll have an online headquarters. Social media marketing is important, and you can be consistent with your messaging everywhere by always directing your followers to go and shop on your e-commerce store. Number three, you own your content. Social networks, shopping apps, and online marketplaces can come and go. If you become too dependent on one and it closes down, then you're in trouble. Number four, you control your aesthetic. You can design your e-commerce store to look and feel a certain way that's consistent with your branding. Unlike when you simply upload your products in a marketplace where you're at the mercy of their usually confusing layout. So with this said, where and how do you start at launching your own online store? Here are the basic steps. Step 1. Start with a niche product. Don't be a supermarket or department store, at least in the beginning. It will be easier to reach your target market if you focus on a specific need and offer a flagship product. This will help build your brand and create an instant impression to first-time visitors of your website. For instance, don't just sell clothes, start by exclusively offering dresses for teenage girls instead. Don't simply be a gadget store, be known for selling affordable brand new digital cameras. Choose a niche product first and just expand your product line when you see the demand. Moreover, it's recommended that you choose a product that you're knowledgeable in or something that you'd use yourself. This will benefit your marketing because you know exactly why people buy them and you know how to sell them to your customers. Step 2. define your target market. You probably already have an idea of who your customers will be. Now it's time to get to know them a little bit better through market research. Who exactly are your ideal customers? What are their demographics? And more importantly, what are their psychographics? If you walk inside a busy mall, will you be able to pick out the specific people who would most likely buy your product? Demographics refer to their age, gender, civil status, and such. Meanwhile, psychographics refers to their fears, behavior, beliefs, values, and even their lifestyle and habits. It will also benefit you to know what apps do they often use and which social network are they most active on. The more details that you know about your ideal customer, the easier it will be for you to find and reach out to them. Your marketing campaigns will be more effective and it will be easier to generate sales. Step number 3. Test your product market fit. Now that you have your product and you know who your target customers are, it's time to test if you have a product market fit. This means checking if the people will like your product and if they would be willing to buy it. Reach out to around 10 people that meet the criteria of your target market. Give them a sample of your product and then ask for their thoughts about it. You can even ask how much they'd be willing to pay for it if it's available in the market. You can tweak your product or offer according to the feedback that you received and then repeat the experiment with 10 new people until you're satisfied with the results and there's real anticipation and optimism about your product. Step number 4. What's your unique value proposition? You might have a great and innovative product, but there's no stopping others from copying it after you launch. So even before you start selling, it's essential to know what makes your product and your business different from others who might attempt to copy it. This could mean a unique recipe or process that's hard to replicate, or getting an exclusive deal from a supplier, or offering a top quality customer service. In most cases, it means getting the proper trademarks and patents for your inventions and innovations. Step number 5. Develop your business plan. An e-commerce business is still a business, which means it would greatly benefit you if you could develop a business plan. A business plan will serve as your instruction manual and roadmap that will help bring your ideas and thoughts together. Creating a business plan is essentially like running your business on paper. You'll realize the capitalization that you need, the equipment that you might have to buy, the tasks that need to be done, and all the other details that would be impossible to know if you simply went ahead and launched without planning. Another advantage of developing a business plan is you'll realize the different types of suppliers that you'll need, as well as the strategic business partnerships that you should have. It's important to find a good supplier and a reliable partner early so that your business can run smoothly right from the start. For example, for your courier and delivery services, you can sign up and join LBC SoShop, who is so kindly supporting this episode. Being a member of LBC SoShop gives you a lot of perks, such as 1. You'll be able to track your business's growth through the SoShop dashboard, which gives you a quick and convenient way to account for every purchase and package. 2. You'll be able to offer flexible payment methods to your customers, like cash on delivery, where your customer pays the courier upon delivery, or cash on pickup, where customers pay at the nearest LBC branch when they pick up the item. For these 2 methods, you'll get paid immediately the day after. No need to wait for several days or weeks. 3. As your business grows, LBC SoShop is there for you. You can have bulk sending to simplify multiple orders and same-day rider pickup for when you can't get out of the house or drop items off the branch. And furthermore, LBC SoShop has a loyalty program for shipments. So the more you ship, the more you save. You can save 20%, 40%, and up to 50% as you go from Elite Bronze, Elite Silver, to Elite Gold membership. you can ship 1 kilogram packages for as low as 60 pesos and any 3 kilogram packages for as low as 90 pesos. I often ship out books around the country and I can attest, 60 pesos shipping fee is the lowest I've seen in all couriers in the market today. It's perfect for those selling small items such as books, beauty products, clothes, and accessories. And here's some good news. For a limited time, you can get a free tier upgrade by signing up on SoShop today. Just click the link in the episode description to learn more and sign up. So again, having a business plan that you can follow is much better than just swinging it and learning from trial and error. The latter will waste a lot of your time and you could end up spending more capital than necessary. Step number 6. Create your brand. One of the most exciting parts of starting a business is creating your brand. This is when you think of your business name, design your logo, and decide on the overall aesthetic of your website based on the philosophy of your brand. Make sure that the domain name is available, as well as the username for all major social networks and online marketplaces. You will want to be consistent with your name and branding across the board. That's why it's important to secure them before you launch your business. Step number 7. Build your store. Your e-commerce business is ready to launch and the only things that are probably missing at this point are your actual website and online store. Hire a web developer if you don't want to do it on your own. And if you can, talk to an SEO expert to optimize your website for search engines. It goes without saying that you should upload quality photos of your product along with an effective copy for their description. Remember that people will be browsing your catalog on their own, so the images, layout, and text on your website will be the ones doing the selling. Remember to test your shopping cart and make sure that your payment channels are connected and working properly. Check that your shipping and fulfillment are well in place to handle incoming orders once you launch. Lastly, set up your customer service channels. Where and how can customers reach you, especially those with suggestions and complaints? And who will answer them from your end? Step number 8. Set up your sales channels. Once your website is done, you should now set up your business accounts and online marketplaces. This is a great way to reach customers because you're going to platforms where they already shop. At present, Lazada and Shopee are dominating the online shopping industry. But also consider lesser-known portals that cater to niche products. You can even take advantage of the e-commerce and shopping cart features of some social networks like Facebook and Instagram. The right mix of sales channels will depend on your products and your target customers, and they can definitely complement and support your online store in the long run. Step number 9. Set up your social media. These days, the best way to reach your target market is through social media. So set up your store's official accounts and make sure that they have the same aesthetic as your online store or website. Moreover, create your social media content calendar starting with a teaser post for your official launch. Create anticipation and invite your family and friends to share the news on their social networks. Lastly, success in social media marketing heavily depends on your copy and consistency. This can be time-consuming, so be open to hiring someone to do this for you so you can focus more on running the actual business. Step number 10. Launch your business. It's now time to officially launch your business. Congratulations! However, don't expect to just sit back and wait for the money to come in. Starting a business is different from running and growing a business. Learn about sales funnels and conversion rates. Apart from sales numbers, choose other key performance indicators that you should track to check the growth of the business. Remember that you can't improve what you don't measure. Digital marketing also takes center stage at this point. Setting up online ads, collaborating with influencers and content creators, and building an email newsletter are some of the post-launch tasks that should be on your to-do list. Building your own e-commerce store business is both exciting and challenging. There will be times when you'll feel overwhelmed, but there will be days when everything will just run smoothly like clockwork. And with the ever-changing online and e-commerce landscape, there will still be a lot of things to learn and new obstacles to overcome. So, buckle up and get ready for a rewarding journey as an online entrepreneur. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Kung may natutunan ka today, then please click the follow button for the 80%. At i-share nyo na rin itong episode na to sa mga friends mo. Shout out and thank you once again to LBC Soul Shop for supporting today's episode. Be sure to visit the link in the episode description to learn more and sign up. For comments, suggestions, and to check out our other episodes, you can visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.